The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Redeemed, rehabilitated, and real entertaining. This is the Carl Jackson Podcast.
All right, welcome to today's edition of the Carl Jackson Show Podcast. Guys, the left is coming after our guns. They have just politicized this shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee. To do so, the stories have been reported and it is out now. It was a 28-year-old female, former student of the school. Reports that I've read is this young lady was nice, sweet, all of this kind of good stuff. She is now dead. It was a woman that identified as a male. Why that matters, whatever. But that is part of the story. It was a female that went into Covenant School. If you guys have seen the pictures or seen some of the video, we have several video and audio for you today. I'm sorry, we've been, just been having tons of technical difficulties, so we won't play as many of the videos that we wanted to, but I will just give you this short synopsis. The reason why I'm sharing this, because honestly, I just feel like when it comes to these mass shooters, just shoot them dead on the spot. I'm glad this lady is dead and gone. But I just feel like shoot them dead on the spot. Let's not waste time with court battles or any of that kind of any of that stuff when you have people that are so evil that they will go in and murder innocent little children. But I do want to frame this correctly, and I do want to flip it around. And you know what? I was texting back and forth with my buddy J Doggy Dog when I did an earlier podcast, or Johnny Guns, we'll call him. At times as well. And just imagine if this situation were switched. Imagine I'm getting ahead of myself. This was a targeted attack on Christians. Make no mistake about it. This was a woman who is now identifying as a man that used to attend the school. Everybody said in this school and in later years, in the high school years, that this person that the cops smoked, it was so obvious that it was no shock to anybody when this person decided to start transitioning into a man. All right. But nobody teased her, scolded her, mocked her, whatever. They were relatively accepting, I guess, as much as you could be, given the fact that she attended a Christian school. They said there were other people that identified as lesbian, gay, transgender in the school. And so that it was just never an issue where people bullied her or any of that. But I guess what may have transpired over time, and this is just me speculating, I'm guessing what transpired over time is she had to deal with what was going on in her head versus what she was taught to believe. And so this is a very important component of it. We're going to play some video for you because we have cops in Nashville that did what the cops in Uvalde should have done, and they went after the shooter. Now, again, I wasn't today, honestly, I really wanted to talk about this Wall Street Journal poll, and I will. I've actually got some optimistic things to share about that, but I'm going to share it in a separate podcast later. So make sure you tune in for that, because everybody's talking about how devastating these polls are, and they are. But I've got some reasons for optimism that I want to share with you when it comes to those polls. I want to take a quick pause for some quick program messaging, and we'll be right back and get into some of the videos here that we'll go through. The left is out for your guns. I want you to understand that. The left is out for your guns. The narrative here should be that a trans shooter targeted Christians. But the left is going after your guns. We are going to embolden the Second Amendment right here. Stay tuned for some quick program messaging. All right, welcome back to the Carl Jackson Show podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you in part by the Birch Gold Group. Inflation has consequences, people, as the Fed raises interest rates to combat out-of-control government spending. Long-term bonds have diminished in value, crippling banks. Depositors are holding their breath, and investors are bailing on bank stocks. Diversification has never been more important. The recent surge in gold prices is directly tied to the extreme market volatility right now. This is why gold has historically been a great hedge against the stock market and against inflation. The only company I trust to help you diversify into gold is Birch Gold Group. You can text my name, Carl, to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Again, text my name, Carl, C-A-R-L. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k that's tied to a volatile market into an IRA in physical precious metals, gold and silver. And the best part, it's tax sheltered. Text Carl again to 989898 to claim your free info kit on gold today. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of happy customers trust Birch Gold to protect their future. You can too. Again, text Carl to 989898 today. And we're so thankful for Birch Gold Group being a part or being one of our sponsors on this podcast. Okay, getting back to this murderer, the Tennessee murderer that happened to identify as a man. It was a woman. It was a female. I don't believe in this trans nonsense, and I want to push back against this. You had a female. Where are we at in society today that the most nurturing sex could be so violent, could be so evil? Could it be? I just want to pose these questions. Could it be? Now, I know there were other, I know there there appeared to be an issue with gender dysphoria going on, but could it be that women have become so hardened in America? We tell women that it's no big deal to kill the babies that are inside of your body. Are we surprised when something like this happens? Are we surprised when we have a female mass shooter? Why should we be? Americans have began to devalue life so much so this stuff doesn't surprise me. But what frustrates me is the gun grabbers that will lie to you and try to get you to relinquish your firearms or force you to relinquish your firearms when one person goes absolutely nutso. So I want to play you this video clip. First off, I want to give props to the officers that engage the murderer. I hate saying shooter. It's easier to say for the sake of the podcast, right? I'm not sure what word I would replace with it at this point in time. But the murderer, maybe the murderer that happened to use a gun. I mean, that's just so many words. But maybe the murderer that happened to use a gun, because I'm a shooter and I don't go around killing people. I don't want to kill anybody. I defend my life if I absolutely had to, and I felt my life was being threatened. But I don't want to go around shooting people. I don't know any concealed carrier or law-abiding citizen that happens to own a firearm that wants to. Nobody wants to do that. But the evil of this, we have to consider the evil of this. A female, the most nurturing sex of the sexes, goes out to hunt down Christians. And make no mistake about it, that's the narrative. Imagine, speaking to my buddy, Johnny Guns, imagine if the roles were reversed. Imagine if a Christian went to, I don't know, RuPaul's Transit, you know, that thing that you see on MTV. And I'm not advocating for violence. So nobody. All right. But imagine if the tables were turned. Imagine if a Christian went down and hunted down transgenders. I mean, that would be all over the place. Hate crime this, hate crime that, hate crime. Well, what about this? I'm not even an advocate for hate crimes, but this is obviously a targeted attack. Now, I want to give props. I know the left doesn't like hearing this. Let me give props to the cops that took down this psycho freaking murderer. All right, so let's go ahead and roll the video. This is new video that has just recently been released within the last half hour or so. We want to roll the tape. This is one of the officers, Officer Rex Engelbert. This is his body his body camera in progress. Let's go ahead and roll the gate.
And that day is going to be first floor main lobby. What?
I'm making entry on the front side. I got to bring my clothes in here.
Okay, so here you see the officer is pulling up. The officer is pulling up on the scene. Again, Nashville, this is at the coveted school. The shooter, the murderer, has already popped off some caps. Apparently, she started on the first floor, worked her way up to the second floor, where it appears to be a lobby-type area. From reports, it was reported that she was shooting down. She started to shoot down at the officers. If any of you have seen the video of earlier of her arriving on the scene, we have not. We don't have that video lined up for you, but I'll just give you a quick synopsis. She drives up in a Honda Fit. She circles around the parking lot. You see these big double glass doors. I mean, doors that you're not going to bust through unless you use some type of firearm. She does just that. She shoots her way through the door. She enters into the school and she proceeds to walk down the hallways, checking and all this kind of stuff. And I'm a little torn with this because I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but I do want to say this: people just have to be ready. I'm talking over this video camera, but people have to be ready. I think they need to go beyond an armed guard. I think there needs to be a couple of people. I don't mind teachers being armed if they've got sufficient training to be able to take down a mass shooter that's coming in to kill the children within a school. Maybe some administrators that can be armed. I don't want one cop on site that's armed. I don't think that makes sense, right? Make sure all doors are locked. Make sure you have some strong double doors. Maybe they need to start using metal or heavy wood doors instead of any glass doors. Just have the doors that have, you know, like the glass cutouts or whatever, small enough where a person can't get through. But here you see the cops just going throughout the building looking for the shooter. They are hearing cops or firearms pop off. They understand that they need to go to the second floor of the facility now. They've got their weapons ready to go. It's reported that she had the murderer had two AR style platform weapons, also a handgun. I don't buy into this nonsense. Assault weapons. I don't use that terminology. Anything can be an assault weapon. Okay, so now they have the shooter in the upstairs lobby. They engage the shooter right away. They go ahead and pop some caps. They go ahead and take her out. That's exactly what should be done. You see the shooter laid out. You see the officer standing right over her, or a couple of officers standing right over her. She's dead at this point. That's the way all of these things need to end, in my opinion. Good job, officers. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that we have, unfortunately, three 9-year-old children that were murdered, that were targeted because they were Christian. All right. They were targeted because they were Christian. That's the narrative. And then you have three adults all over the age of 60, including the woman that ran the school, that were murdered as well. So make no mistake about it. This was a targeted attack upon Christians, but yet and still, I want to remind you that the gun grabbers are going to come for your guns. They look at an opportunity like this, and they don't wait a minute to start politicizing this. And guys, let me say this. If you happen to be a conservative, I hear conservatives say this all the time. We don't want to politicize these shootings, mass shootings. Like the left does. I'm sorry. We don't have a choice. I'm sorry. We live in a different era today where freaking communists are trying to take over. And this is the only reason I'm addressing this subject solely and exclusively for this podcast, because the communists are coming for your guns. And we know now, look at who's being targeted. You've got innocent people in blue cities that are being beaten, that are being raped, that are being murdered, that are being shot. You have this murderer in Nashville. This 28-year-old woman pretending to be a man that targeted Christians. You have the J6 protesters that are sitting in jail, some of them 2 years now, without a hearing or without going before a judge. Who do you think the left is going after? Innocent people are getting hurt in blue cities. You got Christians being targeted right there in Nashville. Again, if this story was flipped, if it was a Christian shooter going after a trans person, the media would be up. There would be an uproar. Now, notice the left never allows a crisis to go to waste. I want you to start being vocal and demand your Second Amendment rights. I'm going to give you some stats here shortly because the left is coming after your guns. That's all they want to do. They didn't waste time to mourn the loss of these three innocent children that were targeted because they were Christians. They didn't mourn the loss of these adults that were targeted because they were Christian. Right away, one person that I'm sure was a lefty, more than likely anyway, used firearms to kill innocent people. One person, a population of 330 million. And let's see what with the not so notorious KGP has to say about it. Here's the not so notorious KGP already politicizing this right off the bat. I'm sick and tired. Conservatives, stop with this nonsense. Well, the left, they politicize. Yes, get over it. The left does. They take advantage of opportunities. It's time for us to do the same. I'm sorry. We're dealing with communists now. We're not dealing with Democrats anymore. We are dealing with straight up communists that are coming to take your power away. Deal with it. Understand it. Let's put those big boy pants on and let's start fighting back against these communists. I want you to, you know what I want you to do? I want you to go out, if you can afford it, I want you to go out and arm yourself today. I want you to go out and buy yourself some ammo today, preferably not using a credit card, but I want you to do it. Even if you have to put it on layaway. Here's the not so notorious KGP. I want you to hear this audio. Listen. The bodies are just fresh. I mean, I'm sorry to be so graphic. The bodies are fresh and this chick is already, they know what they're going to do. They don't give a damn about those kids. They don't give a damn about the adults. They already know what they're going to do. The communists have a game plan. What about you? Don't give me this stuff. We can't politicize. Don't give me that crap. Living in a different era. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and roll KGP here.
Good afternoon, everyone. A happy Monday. So we're seeing the heartbreaking news of another shooting of innocent school children, this time in Nashville, Tennessee. The president has been briefed on the situation, and our team is in contact with DOJ and local officials about what is known so far. We want to express the president's appreciation for the first responders and prayers for all the families affected by this shooting. While we don't know yet all the details in this latest tragic shooting, we know that too often our schools and communities are being devastated by gun violence. Schools should be safe spaces for our kids to grow and learn, and for our educators to teach. As you all know, President Biden has taken more action than any president in history on gun safety, from nearly two dozen actions, including the executive order he just signed last month, or this month, pardon me, to the bipartisan Safer Communities Act legislation he signed into law after the tragedies in Uvalde and Buffalo. He also believes it's not enough. We must do more, and he wants Congress to act, because enough is enough. In his State of the Union, the president called on Congress to do something to stop the epidemic of gun violence, tearing families apart, tearing communities apart. How many more children have to be murdered before Republicans in Congress will step up and act to pass the assault weapons ban? to close loopholes in our background in our background check system, or to require the safe storage of guns. We need to do something. Once again, the president calls on Congress to do something before another child is senselessly killed in a preventable act of gun violence. Again, we need to do something.
Again, Karine Jean-Pierre, right off the bat, addresses the Nashville shooting and the message goes out, we need to do something. We need to capitalize on this. Guys, I want you to understand the left is coming for your guns. Again, they don't care. They have their speeches. They have their talking points ready to go. I want to give you some stats. And I want to share a story with you. What's happening in Brazil right now? You guys might not have heard this. I can't recall if I've shared this or not, but this was on redstate.com last week. Brazil's socialist president orders nationwide gun grab after a surge in sales. So let me just bring you some of this story. So Brazil's recently inaugurated leftist president Lula Ignacio da Silva has initiated a process of taking back guns from citizens after a surge in sales toward the end of Jair Bolsonaro's presidency. The Wall Street Journal detailed how Lula has already reversed looser gun restrictions from the Bolsonaro era and plans to force owners to register their firearms or face arrest. Why would a leader, a presidential leader in Brazil, be doing that? Why would leaders go for guns? Why would they go for guns? Is it because they're concerned about safety? Well, the numbers don't bear this out. It's time. This is what Lula said. It's time to put down your weapons. Weapons that should never have been wielded. Close quote. Lula went on to say after winning his election last year, guns kill and we choose life. Quote unquote. Lula has now given owners. Oh, and by the way, he's working with China. Has now given owners an ultimatum as of March 31st of this month to bring their guns to their nearest police station for inspection and registration in a national government database. In April, Lula will order a presidential decree forcing owners to turn over any firearms in the excess of the new 3-per-person rule. Now, you may say, Carl, listen, what Lula is doing is he's saying, they can keep 3 of their guns. This guy isn't a dictator. No, what they're doing is creating a list so they know the people they have to go after one by one. If a crime happens to occur or they happen to find a crime they need to find a person to fit a crime. That's what happens with corrupt governments. They've already got the list of the people that have firearms so they can go and say, all right, we're taking those other 3. So don't get it twisted. This is what communists do. They take away guns. Why? Because they take away guns because it is the government that is a threat. Our Second Amendment, I'm glad some of you like hunting. I'm glad that we can defend our lives in cases like a targeted assassin or a lady that's an assassin that's freaking targeting Christians. I'm glad that we have firearms where we can defend our lives. But first and foremost, the Second Amendment protects us against people like Lula if they were to come to the United States of America and grab our guns. That's what it's about. Lula says any gun that is not declared will be considered an illegal weapon. They'll be committing a crime, he said. So they've committed a crime. They already own the firearms, but if they don't give them up to the government, they've committed a crime. According to the Brazilian think tank, the Igarapé Institute, around 1.6 million guns were purchased during Bolsonaro's term in office, representing more than half of the total 3 million firearms in national circulation. When Ordinance 299 created a new crime, the crime of not re-registering your firearm, this new crime violates this, according to the federal deputy, Paulo Belinsky, who's fighting against this. This new crime violates the principle of legality, which is the basic principle of criminal law. There's no crime without a previous law that defines it. Now in Brazil, we have inaugurated a new type of crime. This modality is the crime created by the ordinance of the Ministry of Justice. Shortly after taking office, Lula issued a separate decree suspending any further registration of guns for, quote, hunting and sport, close quote. The decree also prevents gun owners from transporting loaded weapons, suspends new applications for gun clubs, and reduces the number of firearms permitted per individual, again, from 6 to 3, close quote. The gun grabbing push comes despite Brazil recording its lowest level of homicides in 15 years. All right. By the end of Bolsonaro's presidency, just a few years after the South American country reported more homicides than anywhere in the world in 2017. So Brazil had more homicides than anywhere in the world in 2017. Bolsonaro gets in and he allows people to start defending their lives with firearms and buy more guns, and the crime rates go down. That's what happens when people understand you can defend your life. Now, I want you to hear this babbling buffoon that is Joseph Biden. ABC News is reporting live. They're expecting to hear Biden talk about this assassin, this murderer that targeted Christians. And again, I'm going to keep saying this over and over. This woman pretending to be a man that targeted Christians. All right. And I'm just speculating here, but I suspect that this woman pretending to be a man that targeted Christians did it because I hope they put a freaking she on her tombstone because she, for some reason, hated Christians. And I think we know why. Now, this hasn't been reported. This hasn't been confirmed. There is a manifesto out there. Again, people that went to school with her said they would have never imagined this of this particular person, of this particular woman. They wouldn't have suspected it because the school didn't out them. The school didn't treat them badly, even though everybody knew that this chick, if anybody would transition, this chick would try to do it. Guys, they're coming for your guns. Understand what this is about. The left is coming for your guns, and they're totally okay. They're totally okay based on the coverage with lefties taking out Christians. They're totally okay with that. It's insane. Now, here's the reaction that you would not expect to get. And Gabe, why don't you go ahead and just start rolling the video?
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding. I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal?
And who are those good-looking kids back there? They're your kids, all four of them? Well, stand up, guys. Well, I want you to know, like you, I had two brothers, three in our family, three brothers and one sister. And my sister is smarter than all of us. Not a joke. She used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger than me. Yeah. She managed every one of my campaigns for office, even back when I was in high school. We went to the same university 2 years apart. She graduated honors. I graduated. Well, I'm so glad to see you all. Thanks for coming with Mom, okay? You got to take care of your mom. Dads are much harder to raise, but, you know. Before I begin to speak, and the reason I spend a little time in the kids, I just want to speak very briefly about the school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, Ben and I have been doing this our whole careers, it seems. And it's sick. You know, we're still gathering the facts of what happened and why. And we do know that as of now, there are a number of people who are not going to, did not make it, including children.
Yes. All right, so here it is. I mean, this guy, literally, shooting has occurred. You've got 7 people dead, including the assassin herself. All right, the murderer. All the media, all of the media, mainstream media, the big ABC, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, they turned to this jack arse expecting to hear a president console the nation. Now, listen, people know that it's just the presidents are bound by duty. They get it. But they want the feeling that the president stands with them, that the president understands the situation. All right, let's roll the tape. Listen to this jackarse. Listen to this idiot freaking just joke around while people are mourning. You're talking about at least six families that are going to be impacted by these losses. The bodies are, fresh, dead, shot up. And here's what he has to say. This is how this president responds. Can you imagine? Seriously, can you imagine? Can you imagine even what the mainstream media is thinking? Here they are. They pan to the president, expecting to hear this guy talk about the murders that have just taken place. And he's talking about ice cream. And look at the people in the crowd. Do they not know what's going on? Absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. We don't have a leader. We have a guy that's willing to grab guns. Look, I honestly can't believe that no one in the audience seems to get it either. I mean, I know they're liberals. I get it. But this is astonishing. Now, this is about communists that are gun grabbing. And this is the only reason. Normally I come on with my Jackson's Five. I try to go through some of the big stories of the day. And there are big stories out there. And again, there is a story poll that came out yesterday that I think is very important for me to address. And I will address it. I know some others have already addressed it. Actually, probably every big name on radio has addressed the Wall Street Journal poll, where so many more Americans there's been a decline in our belief in American values and religious and moral values, American traditional values, going to church, so on, et cetera. We'll talk about that because it is extremely important. It could mean the end of our society. It could mean the end of America. But I'm going to do a podcast that's going to be a little different because I will give you the stats so that you are informed. But I want to make sure that you're optimistic as well. But I do want to beat this nonsense down with a bat, because John Lott wrote a column. This was back in January. And I want you guys to follow John Lott. He's the author of More Guns, Less Crime. And he does stats on this stuff like nobody's business. He's the founder, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Find them online. But he talked about how Hollywood uses TV shows to lie about good guys with guns. Guys, they don't want you to know that America's, the more guns you have, the better off we are as Americans. The same was true for Brazil. Notice the crime rates, the murder, the homicides went down when Bolsonaro allowed people to own more guns, to buy more guns. Crime went down. Why? Because if somebody tries to rob you, beat you, rape you, you can pull a weapon on them. And guess what's going to happen? Either they're going to die, or they're going to run away, or they're going to stop, or what have you. The crime is likely not going to occur. Well, the same is true here in the United States. Nobody ever talks about this, because if we talked about it, more people would buy guns. So I'm encouraging you to go out and buy guns. Don't let the commie gun grabbers win. Go out and purchase a firearm. Go out and purchase ammo. Go ahead and get training, the sufficient training that you need. Make sure that you know the laws that are in place, because you cannot use a firearm if you're a law-abiding citizen to defend your life unless your life is threatened, and you're going to have to be able to prove that. So that is very important, all right? I don't want to blow smoke up your butt, but I do want to tell you how important it is to press into the Second Amendment, not to run away from it. Did you know that on average, there are 2 million gun defenses every year, good guys with guns using them to defend our lives? If we reported about that daily, that's all the news would be. That is an unbelievable amount. Yet you get a story like this, and what do the lefties do? What do the commies do? Karine Jean-Pierre, the president of the United States, they blame you for it. This was a chick that targeted Christians. And again, if the shoe were on the other foot, we'd be hearing about this all day long as a hate crime. All right. Hat tip Johnny Gunn's great point when he texted me. He was like, so I hate the hate crimes thing. I think a crime is a crime and you should be punished for the crime. But if there is such a thing as a hate crime, it's obvious to me, all right, that this chick targeted Christians. So let me give you a good guy with a gun example. You guys remember, no, they didn't share this story much, right? But that armed robber that barged into a Ranchito Takero, number 4 Takero, that happened on June 4th. And then almost every customer froze with fear. He took money from all these people. Then an unnamed Good Samaritan, 46-year-old, popped the guy, shot the guy dead. And now it did turn out, and this was the rub of the story. It did turn out that the gun ended up being fake. But nobody knew that at the time. Everybody was in fear. The guy was able to give everyone's money back. They're not going to share those stories. Also, a second story. In December, a man stopped an active shooter at an Amazon warehouse. Have you heard about that? Right in the parking lot in Phoenix, Arizona. The police called the man a quote-unquote Good Samaritan and credited him with likely preventing further bloodshed. In another case later that month, an active shooter at Tucson, Arizona, at a Tucson, Arizona bar, threatened many people, but was stopped short by a heroic customer with a gun. So just in a few short seconds, I gave you 3 examples of good guys with guns stopping criminals with guns that were intent on doing harm. And you don't hear about these stories. National Entertainment Television don't even talk about these stories. ABC, CBS, NBC, even Fox News, they refused to feature any of these stories where a single successful gun defense use was used by a civilian. They won't talk about it. So you would never know again that Americans successfully defend themselves 2 million times a year, or that they use guns, or that guns are used 4 to 5 times more frequently to stop crime rather than to perpetrate a crime. 4 to 5 times more every single year. Now, but television, this is the way Hollywood does it. And this is why so many people believe Karine Jean-Pierre and Joe Biden when they say, go out and take the guns. This is why they believe it. Listen to these. ABC's The Rookie, January 3rd, 2023, against the adamant advice of a police officer, a legally armed civilian intervenes in a bank robbery. What they try to do in these TV shows, they try to make good guys look like bad guys. So on January 3rd, 2023, in The Rookie, again, you have against the adamant advice of a police officer, a legally armed civilian intervenes in a bank robbery. Despite his good intentions, he only succeeds in getting himself and another civilian shot. To make matters worse, the armed civilian's intervention allows the bank robbers to escape. So John Lott says, leave it to a good guy with a gun to really screw things up. That's the message they're trying to send. 4.5 million people watch that show. CBS's FBI Most Wanted, November 22nd, 2020. After a criminal bashes a person's head with a rock in Central Park, a Good Samaritan chases a criminal. The criminal shoots at the permit holder, who shoots back but misses and ends up severely wounding a female bystander. It's almost like there's a trend on these TV shows. The FBI agent characterizes the permit holder as a vigilante, quote unquote. When the permit holder tells an FBI agent the police need to do their job, the agent grabs the permit holder and exclaims, quote, we are, but it only gets harder with idiots like you playing cops and robbers, close quote. 5.1 million people watched that episode. NBC's Law and Order, November 6, 2022. In this episode, a woman pulls her permitted concealed handgun out and mistakenly threatens to shoot 2 people who were police officers. The police almost ended up shooting her in self-defense, proceeding to arrest her for, quote, for pulling a gun on a cop, close quote. They explained that despite her permit, she doesn't know the rules for carrying guns and that she is, quote, lucky to be alive, close quote. So you see what TV does? TV is in this. These commies are in this with the president, with the Democrat Party. Blue Bloods did the same thing, you know, with Tom Selleck's show. NBC, Chicago PD, CBS, CBS's FBI Most Wanted, again on an earlier show where they always make the good guys look like the bad guys. All right, but now listen to this. Crime Prevention Research Center has found a total of 360 active shooter incidents from 2014 to 2021. Of these armed citizens, let me say that again. So 360 active shooter incidents from 214 to 2021. A third of those were stopped by good guys with guns. A third of those were stopped with by good guys with guns. But nobody says this. 49% of active shooting cases in 2021 were stopped by armed civilians. When we exclude shootings in gun-free zones, the figure rises to 58%. This is what they do. This is what they do. All right, guys, listen, before I close out here, let me just tell you about MyPillow. I'm so thankful for the sponsors that are willing to support this podcast. I really am, because without them, shows like this wouldn't be possible. A lot of these guys are just courageous, and they're providing American jobs, American manufacturing. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, is no different. He's out with the MyPillow 2.0. It has the same patented feel as the original MyPillow, but it has the temperature regulating thread that it's made with now that dissipates heat when you sleep. So it's softer. It's even smoother than before. It's cooler than before. The new MyPillow 2.0. Go out and get yourself one. Actually, two. It's buy one, get one free when you use the promo code Carl. That's right. My name, C-A-R-L. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on that radio listener square that's at the top of the page. Or you can give them a call at 800-858-0263. That's 800-858-0263 to get your MyPillows. But, guys, I just want to make it emphatically clear what's going on here. Again, you had a lefty, a woman pretending to be a man. That was targeted, that targeted Christians. You also see a woman who normally, naturally, women have a softer nature than men. You see this woman turned into a straight-up assassin, a straight-up assassin. What the heck is going on? We devalue life too much in this culture, and as a result, I think you're seeing women that are willing to perpetuate crimes like this, and I would tell you to stay armed. Stay armed, get armed if you're not, and fight and speak up for your rights, speak up for your Second Amendment rights. This is so important because the left is going to continue to use situations like this, even when a lefty, in my opinion, targets Christians, they're going to use it in order to come out and grab your guns. So I will never, you can call me any names you want, but I'm not sitting here playing, oh, I'm being Mr. Nice conservative. The left always politicize these things and we don't. I'm sorry. I know that people are hurting. I feel horrible that those families are hurting. I don't want more people hurting. So I want you to be armed. And I think when it comes to these schools, we got to be real. People have to be armed in these schools. I don't care what you do. You cannot stop a person with a gun that's intent on killing people unless there's another person inside of that facility to stop them. Imagine if there were some armed guards, a cop, someone that's a UC undercover, someone that's not just a straight target. You don't want a shooter coming in and saying, oh, there's a cop, boom, boom, shoot him or, you know, or her dead, and then it's over. Then they can kill as many people as they want. It's time to outlaw gun-free zones. I mean, straight up. It's straight up. We should have, the principal should be armed. If they don't want to be armed, they should have an administrator or two that are on campus ready to take on a shooter. And again, there needs to be a background check. There needs to be training, so on, et cetera. But there needs to be a couple teachers on site that are willing to take these people. You don't have any other choice. If you want your kids safe, you don't have any other choice. You really don't. And then obviously you want to do the basics. The doors were locked there, but maybe it's time to go to metal doors with those little glass slits. Maybe it's time to go to just wooden doors all the way around. I hate for schools to feel like a jail, but I'd rather a school feels like a jail cell than a funeral home. That's the way I see it. I'm sorry. And we got to stop this nonsense. Oh, they politicize. Of course they politicize it. They're freaking communists. So it's time for us to take that argument away from them and say, you know what? This is a great example. I know this doesn't feel good, right? We're not used to talking like this, but it's time to arm up. It's time to arm up. Guys, I appreciate you tuning in to this edition of the Carl Jackson Show podcast. Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you go to get your podcast. I'm sorry this was a little shaky today. I feel so bad for Gabe because he's going to have to do a lot of editing. We just had so much trouble getting this show up today. But listen, man, we work for you. We really do. So Please don't forget my sponsors, MyPillow. Don't forget Birch Gold Group. You can text them, text Carl, C-A-R-L, to 989898. Again, MyPillow.com. Click or spell my name at the in the radio listener square at the top of the page, C-A-R-L, or give them a call, 800-858-0263. We appreciate you tuning in, guys. And until next time, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.